What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call now from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just dealing with all this hardware and software problems.
Yeah, man, that's what happens with computers, Mike. It's just like never ends, right?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. Hey, Mike. With Saudi Arabia, with like, you know, he created this uncertainty, like in his own country with the purge. Nobody's going to want to invest there, you know, like with that whole 2030 building this mega city with that robot that was just a prop, basically. You know, like, the Wahhabists is never going to allow to have all these nightclubs and stuff, you know what I mean, like Dubai has or stuff like that.
Well, Salman is already talking about moving Saudi Arabia to a more moderate Islam that would allow things like women can wear bikinis on the beach kind of a situation. But the problem is that this so-called purge has turned out to be a shakedown, where they've simply rounded up the richest men in Saudi Arabia and said, in exchange for 70% of your wealth, we'll let you go again. And so basically, Salman is basically stealing from his own people. It's sort of civil forfeiture writ large. And it's because they're in a cash crunch. And you're right. It is absolutely going to kill foreign investment in Saudi Arabia if they think King Salman is just going to grab it at some point down the road.
But people, I mean, Mike, the petrodollar, you know, exists because of the U.S. and, you know, Britain involved in that to keep it running, along with France and, you know, Saudi Arabia. But don't people realize Saudi Arabia, it's on its way out. Iran had all these sanctions on them for how long, Mike? They have oil in Iran. That they have the potential, you know what I mean? Like that, as it basically hasn't been touched as much as Saudi Arabia. And the same with Russia. Russia has a lot of untapped potential because of, you know, in the 90s and all that, and it slowed them down with in terms of, like, you know, drilling with more high-tech means at the time. But these two countries, you know, China formed the Petro Yuan, you know, and throw in Venezuela with the largest oil reserves in the world. I mean, this whole thing has to do with a shift. You know, I mean, like it or not, it's coming within a month because of the you know, oil for gold, you know, contracts coming up next month.
Yes.
So I
yes.
mean, you know, it's not going to happen at once, but it the whole thing is, it's going to probably take $1 trillion at least out of this U.S. economy, because we won't be making any money as being getting part of the action. But that's just the beginning. I mean, the more contracts they fulfill, it's just another, you know, it's like death by 1,000 paper cuts. You know, I mean, and Mike, you had the gentleman from Canada called Friday. Like, I have to totally disagree with him. No, dropping the tax, corporate tax rate, is not going to bring investment back in this country, because they already have the loopholes and they got cheap labor overseas. They're not going to come back here and build a new factory and pay people $15, $20 an hour. That's not going to happen. You know, they're not going to pay $20 an hour to build widgets, put together widgets. I mean,
it was like I told the caller at the time, there's nothing left to work with here in the U.S. Our factories are all emptied, corroded, rusted hulks. Our infrastructure is very poor and not supporting any kind of development. And our current younger generation, for the most part, don't have the skills to be good workers. If you look at the snowflakes, they don't even have the mindset to be a good worker. We've lost our work ethic. And so it's going to be very difficult for somebody to start a business here. And for those corporations that are already multinational, they're going to be saying, why bother? There are other countries where it's going to be less expensive. The people are better educated. They've got the skills to engage in a manufacturing economy. And they got a good work attitude. So why go to the U.S.?
Don't you find ironic how all those rotted factories are still sitting in the rotting inner cities? Like, it's not worth tearing them down. That's what I'm saying. They're not going to be building factories here for, you know, where they're at is where they're at already. You know, this is a declining empire. You know,
yes.
If the economy was doing so great, you know, stock markets, obviously, everybody knows, is rigged, printing money out of thin air. Corporations, borrow cheap money, 0%, buy their stocks, stock values go up. But I'm saying, Mike, there's no investment coming back to this country. I mean, it's just, it's horrible. I mean, it's just a slow drain, you know. And the inner cities are rotting away. I mean, they got Baltimore, three cops got shot in the head or whatever. I mean, the cities are becoming like, you know, I mean, they're pretty bad. I mean, nobody wants to go out, Mike.
No, they're very bad. We're seeing inner city rot here, and it's because of the economy, and people are getting desperate. And, of course, crime goes up. If you can't find a job to earn food for your family, you're going to go out and steal it. And then on top of that, you have the crime that's being brought on in with all these migrants and refugees and illegal immigrants. The so-called unaccompanied children are turning out to be members of the MS-13 gang. This nation is being destroyed from within, as Abraham Lincoln predicted would be its ultimate demise. And it's being destroyed because of decisions made by that central federal government.
And all we got left is a warfare state, Mike. This is it. I mean, this is all we got to offer the world now, is war.
Yeah.
It's a warfare economy, you know. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you think you're going to take... And then remember, by the way, Putin's going to meet with Erdogan and Rouhani, right, in the next few days, I believe?
Over at Sochi.
Yeah. So that's, you know, hey... Shift's coming, man. You know, it's, you know, not my fault, not your fault, it's your government's fault. You know, this has been a long time in the making, man. And, you know, people better get buckled up, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
All right, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to switch over to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. I'm a little curious about this. I think it's called Belt and Roads with China. How would this, I mean, I think it's building the Chinese infrastructure, and I had heard Trump was, you know, planning on sending some building crews. How would this, A, affect the United States, and B, is this a rebranding of TPP?
No, you're confusing two different things. TPP is a free trade treaty, but if trade was free, you don't really need a treaty. The infrastructure buildup in China... they were going to call it the New Silk Road. Now they're just calling it the Central Belt. And it is this massive project to build rail lines and highways following the original Silk Road route to connect China with Russia and then eventually on to Europe. And they've already opened up the first section for traffic use in China. And what it will do is it will allow Chinese goods to reach Russia and Europe in just a few days, much, much shorter than putting it on a cargo ship and sending it around the long way through the Suez Canal. And so obviously the impact is going to be a tremendous loss of business for shipping companies, including American shipping companies. And because of the shortness of time, more agricultural produce is going to be able to be exported by China to Russia and Europe, and they'll be less interested in buying our GMO agriculture. So it's a very good thing for China to be doing. I mean, they're building infrastructure. They're making deals. And as you said before, the U.S., all we have to offer the world anymore is war, because we've let everything else rot away.
No, I totally, yeah, and it was my misunderstanding with TPP and this whole thing. It just was scratching my head. It doesn't seem like, you know, when Trump, you know, went to Asia and talked to Xi Jinping, or I think that's his name.
Yes.
I wonder, you know, is there anything that we could invest in with this to bring money back to the States? And it sounds like no, it's more or less helping them in their infrastructure. Now, if we could get China to invest in American infrastructure, that would be great. But I agree with Dustin that, you know, the American quote-unquote empire is falling. You know, empires fall and empires rise. And I think it's time for the American empire, I hate to say this, but to go bye-bye. I mean, with the corruption and everything that's going on, Uranium Gate, you know,
yes.
And the email server, it's just a matter of time until somebody, as in Hillary, goes down and spills the beans and everything. So I like your idea with a Soviet-style collapse more than a civil war in this country. It seems like it would be less bloody. I hate to see either one of them happen, but something's got to happen, and then we the people need to pick the pieces up and at the end and reform our own government like the Soviets did.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where we're headed right now. We're showing all the symptoms of an empire that is in decline, heading for collapse, and that includes what's going on with Roy Moore and the corporate media that's self-destructing before our eyes. There's nothing left to work with, and the key reason is because those who are in control of the government and the corporations, all they can see is their next big paycheck. And it has become totally corrupted. Nobody is in a position to turn the system around. We all hoped Trump was going to turn the system around and start that long, slow climb back to being a true republic with a democratically elected government. But Trump's been compromised. The swamp got him. And so at this point, there's nothing left for this government but eventual collapse. And I think it's going to happen real soon.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, sir, you have a great and wonderful day, and man, I hope it don't get any more bizarre on you.
I wouldn't place money on that one. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our affiliates who rejoined our network here. And again, for those who are checking in wondering why BAM User isn't working, we had to put in a new computer here to run Skype to connect with RBN, and for some reason, even though it was working earlier in the day, the audio going out to BAM User quit as soon as we started Skype, and I'm going to have to sort that out after today's show, so that's where we are on that. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Sherry in Fredericksburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How about maybe some sick minds? Maybe some sick minds want to turn America into a playground. You know, we've got great climate. We've got forests and lakes and rivers and even deserts. And there's places for skiing and homes for the wealthy. Land, you can purchase your own land and grow and have cattle, beef, you know, agriculture, beef. Turn it into a playground. It would make a beautiful playground for the wealthy, for the Europeans, foreigners.
But then you've got that problem having to get rid of all those pesky Americans standing around thinking it's their country.
Right. And good luck trying to do that, because we're not going to let them do it, I don't think.
Yeah.
But anyway, that could be one option that maybe they're mulling over. I just wanted to throw that in.
I don't think they want to turn the entire United States into a playground because so much of it is not beautiful. There are very nice places in the United States which have already been acquired by the ultra-wealthy to be their playgrounds. There are other places in the world, the same thing is going on, where they don't have as many pesky laws. I mean, look at Jeff Epstein, after he got busted for what he was doing in Florida, he built himself a new home down in the Caribbean where there aren't any cops coming around.
Yeah, things would have to change. Well, what are they going to do? What are they doing? Getting rid of all those horses? They have these wild horses out there. I mean, this is a beautiful thing. Why are they wanting to clear that land out?
Well,
have you heard about that?
Yeah, I've heard about that. We talked about it yesterday. The issue is that the ranching industry in the area sees the wild horses as competition for resources.
So they
simply want them out there. Yeah, resources. They're drinking water from the streams. They're grazing on the grass. Right now, the market for horse meat isn't all that hot. They're just simply saying they want them killed.
Yeah. So they can't have a little piece of this great vast land for themselves.
Only if they can shoot
back. Something wild running free, huh?
Yeah,
it seems a shame.
Wild running free, that's definitely becoming extinct in this planet.
That's right. Okay, Mike, appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to the news. So Saudi Arabia is basically pillaging its own people. trying to keep their books balanced. And I guess Saudi Arabia, like the United States, is thinking if they get into a big war with Iran, the Saudi people won't be paying attention to the decline of their nation and their living standards. Question being asked, all these countries are in trouble with the pensions because it's all one giant Ponzi scheme, and all Ponzi schemes eventually collapse. And they're looking whether Spain might be the first nation within the EU to default on pensions. And that won't be a problem. We'll just have another taxpayer bailout. Just keep taking money away from the taxpayers, and then we give some of it back. Now, apparently, this financing company in Germany, Wintershall, is unfazed by the new sanctions that are being proposed against Russia and various other countries, and they're willing to continue participating in the financing of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline project. So the Nord Stream 2 is on. It is going to be built. And that, of course, will bypass Ukraine. And that, of course, is going to make a lot of people in Europe a little bit happier and actually takes away one of the reasons for having gone into Ukraine in the first place. So let's get on over to what's going on in Germany. As you know, Angela Merkel, following her election, gave herself a two-month deadline to form a new coalition government because her party did not win enough seats to constitute the entire government. That's the way the system works over there in Germany. And she failed to get her deadline, and apparently the other two parties who had come in with sizable votes in the election simply walked out of the talks. And apparently the breaking point was Merkel's insistence on maintaining the open borders. And the other two parties are adamantly opposed to it, as are most of the German people. And so now they're talking about snap elections that are coming on up. And Angela Merkel is out there saying that, yes, she will run again in this new snap election. So we'll see what happens. I don't think she'll do as well next time as she did last time. Now, Marine Le Pen, who was just narrowly defeated by Macron in their last election, is now saying that France's two leading right-wing parties, the Front National and the Republicans, should form a strategic political alliance to counter centrist President Emmanuel Macron's radical reform agenda. Well, he postures himself as a centrist, but he's definitely a very liberal in terms of his political philosophy. And again, there were allegations of massive election fraud going on in that election as well. I'm beginning to think there isn't a country on this planet that has an actual honest election system anywhere. Some are just better than others here. Now, as you know, the Brexit talks are continuing, and they're not really going anywhere. The EU wants a massive divorce payment, even though there's no mention of such a thing in the European Union founding documents. And former Conservative MP Sir Gerald Haworth has hit out at the EU for failing to remember Britain's sacrifices for European freedom, such as standing up to the Nazis. And, of course, the attitude of the Brussels is, well, what have you done for us this week? And that they have no gratitude whatsoever. Again, it's all about the money, because when Britain leaves the EU, there goes much of the EU's funding, because Germany and Britain together have shouldered the load for all of the other EU member states, which are in serious economic trouble. And Germany certainly is not going to want to carry that load all by themselves. Okay, we're going to take a break here for some commercials, and we'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. A little update from Roy Moore's campaign. You remember when these ridiculous allegations against him first surfaced, and they've all been discredited. In fact, there was another one of his accusers. Her story fell apart when it turned out that she didn't actually live where she said she lived at the time. So it's all coming apart. But the Republican National Committee, who wanted the other GOP candidate to win in the primaries, and they're acting like spoiled children, they cut off all financial support to Judge Roy Moore. And it turns out that it hasn't had an effect, because Roy Moore has managed to raise $1 million since the RNC ban. So the people of Alabama, they know what's going on. They're not being fooled. Now, getting on back to Europe and issues of immigration, a story coming out of Citizens Free Press quotes a report saying that 90% of rapes in Sweden are committed by migrants. And we reported yesterday that rape rates in Sweden have hit an all-time high. In fact, crime in all areas have hit an all-time high. And yet the official position of the Swedish government is, well, you know, if you're going to report this in the media, you don't mention whether they're migrants, you don't mention their ethnicity, just say a rape happened, a robbery happened, there was a murder and a stabbing, and leave it as that. Now, getting on to the world of the liberal snowflakes, just when you think they can't get any sillier, they get sillier. Now, if you're as old as I am, you probably remember the comedian Steve Martin, and he's also a fabulous banjo player. And he did this song in 1978 called King Tut, and it was a joke. And he did a rendition during a live performance on Saturday Night Live on April 22nd, 1978, and the tune was a hit. It sold a lot. It actually helped popularize Tutankhamun. At the same time, there was a touring exhibit that was in the U.S. that was all over, and people went to see it because, oh, yeah, this is King Tut. And it was a silly, funny song. It was an absolute hit. However, students attending Reed College in Portland, Oregon, watching the Saturday Night Live skit, and they're triggered. Oh, my goodness, we're triggered. Steve Martin had engaged in cultural appropriation. Oh, my goodness, it's horrible. It must be banned. Well, boy, I can hardly wait to see their reaction when somebody plays the Bengals Walk Like an Egyptian to them. I mean, this is way beyond silly right now. And what I want to know, and I'm sure the parents of these students want to know, is how teaching students to be offended by everything is going to help them get a job after they graduate and pay back those student loans. These kids weren't born this way, hypersensitive, fragile, delicate little butterflies. They're being conditioned to be this way. And again, I think part of the objective here is to get everybody so nervous about what they're saying and doing, so worried about the words they're using, that they're not looking beyond at the larger picture of what's going on in this country with the escalation of the war and a fragile economy that's trembling at the edge of collapse. Not to mention Uranium Gate, Primary Gate, Dossier Gate, and all the other gates that we're being distracted from. Now, speaking of distraction, obviously this firestorm of sexual allegations is a distraction. The media are just grabbing onto it. They don't want to report anything else other than how this celebrity or this politician has now been accused of sexual dalliances. And again, we have to be careful. Many of these allegations are going to turn out to be false, as certainly seems to be the case with Roy Moore. But on the other hand, I think there's another aspect, and that is the American people are getting an education. They're starting to realize that these icons that are presented to us as being noble people that we should seek to emulate, that they're not really nice people at all. And we shouldn't emulate them. We shouldn't hold them up as examples to our children. But power does corrupt. We all know that to be true. And people in these high positions, they think they can get away with it. And again, that may be because 9 out of 10 times they do get away with it. They grab a woman and she says, oh, yes, let's do it. That's a reality, too. And I saw that in Hollywood. So after a while, that intermittent reinforcement can lead a person into just a series of bad behaviors. And everybody seems to have known this was going on, but it only gets hauled. Okay. Okay, we had something happen there. We just changed our show clock, and I guess... okay, how much time do I have before the commercial break? Okay. All right, so we'll be back. We're going to try and beat some of these technical gremlins into submission, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to this political correctness issue, and we reported on this story a little while ago, but I wanted to mention it again because I've had some thoughts about it. And basically, there is this school that has now banned students from having best friends. And supposedly this is to prevent students who don't have a best friend from feeling left out, to save them from feelings of exclusion. Well, this is just going to create more isolation between those kids. If they're not allowed to go and form friendships, how are they going to learn social skills? You know, the fact of the matter is that the liberals have created this fantasy world, but that's all it is. It's a fantasy. It doesn't really exist. And yet they're out there just attacking anybody who doesn't want to become part of the fantasy. It's almost like it's a cult or a religion. And all of it is based on an intellectual fraud. Liberals believe that if you control the environment, that you will control what is inside people's heads. That we are born with a blank mind, that we have nothing from our birth. And this is all based on a book titled Coming of Age in Samoa by Margaret Mead, who was lionized as a liberal icon. And the idea was that Margaret Mead succeeded in finding in Samoa a culture in which young people transitioned from childhood to adulthood without the emotional trauma that we normally associate as being part of adolescence. But again, it was a fraud. If you read Mead's book, she makes a lot of mistakes, and other researchers have taken it apart. In her book, she writes that Samoa was sexually promiscuous society because Hawaii was at that same time. But when you look at the separation of the islands in the Pacific, each one has their own culture, their own civilization, their own rules, and Samoans are highly monogamous. So that was one big mistake that you could point to. And it turns out all Margaret Mead did to conduct her research was she made friends with two Samoan girls and just talked to them with very leading questions. And the Samoan girls, out of politeness, told Margaret Mead what Margaret Mead obviously wanted to hear, not realizing that Mead was writing a book that would change the political structure of liberalism. But Mead went down there to basically find and prove a pre-existing desired outcome, that it was possible for people to grow up without going through the emotional traumas. But it is, in fact, a fraud. And that's why all of these liberal projects have been such epic failures. No matter how much you have unisex clothing and you try create this environment where gender does not exist, girls are going to be girls and boys are going to be boys. And if you put them in a room full of assorted toys, the boys are going to go for things with gears and cranks and stuff on them, and the girls are going to go for something else. Because we do, in fact, carry with us an emotional heritage from a million years of evolution as human beings. And each of us is a unique individual that is a product of those aspects we're born with, coupled with our life experience, which is unique for every one of us. But the liberals have built this entire idea that all they need is enough control over everybody, and they will make us all happy little snowflakes like they are, except we can see with our own eyes they're not happy at all. They're very frustrated. And again, you look at this story about how colleges seem more interested in teaching students how to be offended by everything around them, and you come to understand that these kids are ill prepared to go out into the real world and deal with the job market. The colleges are out there trying to create a climate where nobody's feelings are hurt, that nobody is going to be triggered, that there's no adversity whatsoever. But that's not the real world. When you get into a job, when you get into a business, you're going to be dealing with competition from your coworkers, from other businesses, and these kids really aren't prepared to deal with it. I keep wondering, whatever happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me, because now in the liberal minds, you know, words are weapons. Words have so much power. And, you know, it's really funny. Many, many years ago, as you know, there was this TV show, Dog the Bounty Hunter, and it was shot here in Hawaii. And there was a big stink because Dog the Bounty Hunter had used the N-word, not on the air, not in public, in a private phone conversation where the other party had recorded it and just wanted to hurt Dog and went on out and said, oh, my goodness, he used the N-word. And Dog the Bounty Hunter's show was taken off the air. And then it was brought back, and I had the very good fortune of being invited to be part of this press conference, an opportunity to interview. And I interviewed Dog and a lot of the other people who were there, and I kept asking them the same question over and over again. Are we giving too much power to words? Are we giving away our own power to words, where we let them control us and trigger us? And it seems today the situation is just far, far worse. And you have to wonder, you know, what's going on with our entire culture and our educational system. So we have this story from the Daily Mail. And I don't know why we have to go to the Daily Mail in Great Britain to read about what's going on in Philadelphia. But the story basically is that they have had 45 teachers resign this year between July and October, and more have announced their resignations because of the violence in the classrooms by the students. And this includes as early as the first grade, where teachers are saying they're being kicked, punched, scratched. One teacher had a student physically restrain them in front of the other students. How do these kids come to understand that this is acceptable behavior? Where are the parents in all of this? And I don't know, are all these kids drugged on out with ADHD medications? I sometimes worry if we are not, in fact, pharmaceutically driving ourselves insane. Now, we've talked before about the link between prescription antidepressants and mass violence. Almost all of the mass shooters, the gun grabbers are wagging at us, were either on or withdrawing from those medications, including the guy in Las Vegas. He was on diazepam, which can lead to feelings of paranoia. But it's not just mass violence. That gets the headline. But there are other symptoms as well. Road rage, domestic violence, and we actually did a study right here at whatreallyhappened.com where we took a graph of the per capita introduction of these prescription psychiatric medications into the American market, and we overlaid it with a graph of the increasing per capita incidence of domestic violence, and they lined up. So looking at this idea of classrooms in Philadelphia where the students are physically abusing their teacher, you know something has gone wrong with education. When I was in school, the idea of assaulting your teacher, that was just so far out there. And if you did assault your teacher, you'd get a trip to the principal's office and a really good paddling. In theory, I never saw it happen. Something has gone very, very wrong. All right, let's get into some science and technology. This story is a little scary. There's an article over in the Washington Times, and apparently down in Texas, the police are adopting a technology called predictive DNA imaging or phenotyping. And the idea is if they have a sample of DNA from a crime scene, they run it through this system, and the system will create an image of what they think the person is going to look like. And this is a product from Parabon Nanolabs, and they're claiming they can accurately predict what a suspect or victim looks like based on the sample of their DNA. This is not a joke. Apparently, other police departments across the country are starting to use this. Now, the product itself is called Snapshot. It's a DNA forensic analysis service that claims that they can take a DNA sample and give you what the person looks like. Now, the New York Times has pointed out that Parabon has not published any information in peer-reviewed journals to validate their claims. Now, two things occur to me. If you don't know the age of the suspect or the victim, you may get an image that is years out of reality. And second, what about people who are wearing makeup or who've dyed their hair or have had corrective surgery? Or maybe they had an accident and now they've got a scar. That's not going to show up in the DNA. This is going to lead to the arrest of innocent people. I don't see that this is going to be any more accurate than facial recognition. In fact, I would see it's probably going to be less accurate than facial recognition. Now, a while back, we mentioned that there were outbreaks of hepatitis A, first in San Diego, and then in Los Angeles. And it's spreading rapidly, especially among the homeless population. But apparently it's now up in Salt Lake City. And health officials are saying this outbreak is expected to last months. So even our health system is breaking down. Now, here's a story. This is coming out of Blacklisted News. We've been talking about fracking, the dangers of fracking, where they're pumping these very toxic, radioactive, carcinogenic cocktails down into the ground to dissolve and fracture the rock to harvest oil and gas. And it's not producing the volume of oil and gas that everybody wanted. And there's been a lot of very obvious environmental damage as a result. We've all seen the videos of people holding a lighter to their water tap and it bursts into flame. We know that the fracking fluid doesn't stay deep in the ground, which was the original promise. And we know that because of the fracturing, large amounts of methane gas are leaking to the surface, and that's what's causing these fish die-offs in lakes and ponds and streams. Because as the methane percolates through the water, it's going to decompose and combine with the free oxygen that's in the water, and the fish are going to suffocate. So this story is basically coming on out where apparently officials were caught forcing state scientists to alter findings to cover up the link between fracking and earthquakes. And this, of course, happened in Oklahoma, which is the most drastic example of how fracking can cause an upsurge in seismic activity. Prior to fracking, Oklahoma hardly had any earthquakes at all, and they had a total of 639 in 2016. We don't have numbers for this year, obviously, yet. But apparently in a deposition last month, this individual, Austin Holland, the former lead seismologist for the state of Oklahoma, came on out and stated that Larry Grillo, former dean of Oklahoma University's Mewbourne College of Earth and Energy, and Randy Keller, the former director of the Oklahoma Geological Survey, pressured him to alter his findings to be more favorable to the fracking companies. And because of this incident, Holland left his position at Oklahoma University and the Oklahoma Geological Survey. And he's understandably very angry about this because, as a scientist, he doesn't feel that his work should be subject to editing by political hacks. And more importantly is the fact that while these Oklahoma earthquakes are small, they're still causing minor damage. And you can't rule out the possibility of a larger quake somewhere down the road, all being caused by this fracking activity. And it's not like they didn't know that this was going to happen because back in 29 Palms on the marine base there, some years ago, they pumped wastewater that they couldn't get rid of anywhere else down to an earthquake fault, and they triggered a swarm of small quakes. And when they stopped pumping, the quakes went away. Remember the quake that damaged the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C.? That one was thought to be linked to fracking. So, again, the mindset of corporations and government that think it's okay to toxify the drinking water and the environment and along the way cause earthquakes just to get a little bit more oil and gas. And of course, the real failure of it is they're not getting the volume of oil and gas that they promised that they were going to get. So there's more downside than upside here. Speaking of toxic water, the CDC is now confirming that most U.S. drinking water is contaminated. Some places are better than others. We tested the water here on Oahu. We actually have very good water coming out of our faucets. It's very hard, which makes sense. We're sucking it out from the middle of an extinct volcano. But if you want to check your water, and I think maybe it's time that you did, you can go on eBay and you can get a water testing kit. It's a one-time only test, and it tests for a wide variety of things: metals contamination, biological contamination, water hardness, a bunch of stuff. Kits run about $30, and it's definitely worth it if you are concerned. And what we're seeing here, we've seen it in Flint, Michigan. We're seeing it in all these other cities. There doesn't really seem to be a desire to spend the necessary money to clean up the water systems. What we're seeing is a push for people to buy bottled water from the water providing companies who are just sucking out fresh water from the aquifers for pennies per tank car, some on expired permits, and they put it in the bottle and they sell it, and it makes money. Next, it's going to be air. They'll let the air pollution and smog get so bad, you'll have to actually have an air booth. They've had these in Japan. When Japan was still dealing with its heavy air pollution, they had air booths. You would go on in, put in some money, and you would be allowed to breathe clean air. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And as you're probably already aware, the FCC is coming up on a vote to repeal the net neutrality rules laid down by the Obama administration. And apparently the FCC's plan is to use Thanksgiving to sort of hide its attack on net neutrality. So basically, the agency is expected to unveil its formal plan tomorrow, Wednesday, while Americans are distracted with holiday preparations, or on Friday, while Americans are out there in the Black Friday shopping maelstrom, which I don't think it's going to be that many out there. But basically, they're unveiling a formal date to vote to kill the rules, which is expected to be on December 15th. And the reason they're going through all of this is because when they were accepting public comments, the comments from the American people were overwhelmingly in support of maintaining net neutrality, and even more than that, declaring the Internet a public utility. Because the Internet isn't just a bunch of technoids, sending dot matrix printer centerfolds to each other anymore. It's become a vital, indispensable part of our lives and our commerce, and it should be regulated as a public utility. But the big providers, like Comcast, Spectrum, they want to have a fast lane for their favorite customers and a slow lane for everybody else, such as the independent media. There are some major corporations that are out there that want net neutrality preserved, but unfortunately, it looks like corporate interest is going to prevail over what's best for the American people, not to mention the economy. I mean, if the FCC really wanted to do something, I think they need to get involved with this idea that the Internet has become a haven of cyber criminals. But the FCC, like so many other government agencies, seems to view that their mission is really to support corporate profiteering. So we'll see what happens, but I'm not holding a positive thought. They wouldn't be going through all of this if they were planning to allow net neutrality to stay. So it's going to be a problem for a lot of us here. Now then, Intel fixes critical holes in secret management engine hidden in desktop server chipsets. Now, Intel advises Microsoft and Linux users to download and run the Intel SA00086 detection tool to determine if your systems are vulnerable. And if you're at risk, you must obtain new firmware updates from your computer's manufacturer. Lenovo was quick off the mark with patches for its gear. But we're talking about flaws in the actual hardware, in the microcode. Now, Microsoft Windows used to have an interesting little feature. We'll tell you about it when we come back after station identification.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it.